1. Begin transmission.
Oh, somebody's ahead of me today. Somebody is ahead of schedule. Who is it? It's somebody fluffy. Hi. Get in here. Okay. So yeah, as you may have surmised, it is in fact 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So we shall begin. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And sitting here on my lap, on the blanket, is my kitty. Hello. And Pippa says, oh, I got to do some stuff on this banky. Yeah, you gotta do some banky business. Kitties need to do some banky business. Okay, so what am I doing? Oh, I just got up a little while ago. And I slept rather well. Can't figure that out, but, you know, I'm not actually complaining. Not at all. And I'm just sitting here watching a Friday football game. Sometimes we got games on Fridays, and this is a West Ham versus Leicester City game being refereed by Michael Oliver. And look, there's Chicharito in his West Ham uniform. Oh, and he gets pushed over by the Leicester City guy. The current score is West Ham 1, Leicester City 0. And I don't know who I want to win this. Presumably Leicester City. And where are we at? The second half just started. Oh, this looks fun. What's going on here? So anywho, me and my cat are just sitting here. We're not doing anything. We're not doing anything today. It's just going to be lazy. I am going to drink some tea, though. Very good tea. Except I'm running low. I should have made some more tea before I started doing this, but oh well. Hi, baby. Yes, I'm still paying attention to you. I had to take my hand off my cat for a minute to drink some tea, and she said, hey, what are you doing? You're supposed to be doing kitty business. Yes, I gotta pet you up because you're such a good baby. Such a good baby. Oh, boy. My guts are a little bit weird today. Probably because I ate a lot of pizza last night. And we'll get to that in a minute. Ooh. It's a nice day. Maybe we should flip over to the Weather Channel real quick to see exactly what they say. It's sunny outside. It doesn't look very windy. And it is currently 62 degrees Fahrenheit. That's good. Because I need to go to the store. Tobe, don't you always need to go to the store? Yes. Yes, I do. So I got to go to the store. Well, I don't have to. I've got food, but I kind of need to buy some stuff. I could put it off. I could put it off until this weekend. I don't know. Still thinking about it. But we do have some fairly decent weather out there today. And I will probably go out a little bit later. And just, you know, check some stuff out. It is also supposed to be very warm tomorrow. So, we'll probably have to go out tomorrow, too. Look for some dudes or do something. I don't know. Why am I sitting here? Why didn't I go out today? Oh, because Pippa was walking around giving me the yip-yangs and the yazoodles and said, well, we gotta do some kitty stuff. So, anywho. All right. Well, what did I do last night? Well, if you listened to yesterday's show, you'll remember that I was supposed to go to a play. I was supposed to go to the theater. And I did. So, okay, Pip is going to move. There she goes. Where are you going? Who knows? Gotta go do some cat stuff. So, yes, last night I went to a production of The White Gander, a play based on a traditional Irish folktale, written and directed by a friend of mine named Jill Anderson. And she was also in it. She played, apparently the narrator. And this was an interesting play, because this was put on in conjunction with the Ollie Webb Center's Arts for the Imagination class or something like that. The Ollie Webb Center here in Omaha is a organization, what is it exactly, for the general support of the developmentally challenged for adults. And they offer classes and further education and life training and, you know, all kinds of stuff like that, right? And they also have an arts program, and they do some theater stuff. And so this was a play that involved some members of this community and some non-developmentally challenged people from our theater community here in town. I saw a number of names that I recognized in the program, a lot of people I've known for a long time, plus a lot of younger kids, college-age kids. Well, the woman who played the main character, Seamus, was really good. She was cute, too. And it was a it was a pretty good show. I really liked it. It was somebody threw some money at it. There was some Omaha Steaks money in this, because as we open up the program, the first thing we see is the giant Omaha Steaks logo. And a big thank you to various members of the Simon family. And yay! And so it was a pretty good production. Fairly high production value is what I'm trying to say here. Good costumes. The sets themselves were a little bit bare. Just mainly some rather stock backdrops and wings and stuff, but still pretty cool. Good costuming, some interesting choices in places that weren't quite accurate, but that's okay. It doesn't really matter. Live music from three or four musicians, and it was just great. I have a slight problem with it in that and I'm not having a problem with the play so much as I'm having a problem with myself. I missed something. I missed some critical plot point, and I couldn't quite figure out a couple of things, but that's okay. I don't know what happened. I must have spaced out in the middle of it, and I missed something kind of critical. But it was cool. The music was really good. Everybody in it was pretty good in that way, in that style of theater. In my book, there are two styles of theater. And I don't know if you'll get anybody else to mention this, but basically, in theater, you have that sort of what I like to call traditionally bad theater, where it's just people on stage announcing their lines to the audience. So, you know, they have to turn down stage and they lift their head up a little bit and they kind of halfway shout their line, even though they're talking, you know, ostensibly talking to the character next to them, right? And that does annoy me sometimes. And then there's the other kind of acting that is a lot better. It looks natural and it looks like people are really having a conversation and nobody's talking to the audience. Well, this was the former kind of acting, which is kind of what you got to do with, oh, you know, young people, people who are developmentally young, and other people who are not experienced in this type of thing. So it was that kind of play. And the other thing about it was, it was nice production value. And, you know, good lights, you know, pretty good lights, with a follow spot, pretty decent sound. And what else? Oh, and a fog machine. So we had some special effects. It was great. It was great in that, oh, what a good show. It was a good crowd. It was about 90% capacity in this little theater, in this little traditional proscenium theater inside a Masonic hall downtown. That was one of the funnier things about it. It wasn't put on at any of the sort of standard theaters or place where you would expect this to go down. It was at this Masonic hall downtown that had this really nice proscenium theater. And it must have sat, oh, maybe 500 people. And it had a balcony and everything. It was really a cool theater. And I don't know when this Masonic hall was built, but this was a very, very traditional period proscenium theater. And it was all decorated in that sort of post, right after deco way. So I don't, but anyway, I really liked the theater. I thought, who do they rent this out to? How much does it cost? And what could I do here? So that was fun. That was fun. Everybody was hilarious. And I especially liked the Pooka. Nice costume, good makeup, good horns, etc., etc. There were a few minor details here and there that I found to be kind of funny and odd choices, but perhaps there wasn't anything else available. The funny thing is that this this Masonic Center, this Masonic Hall, it's just half a downtown city block away from the Rose Theater, named after Rose Blumkin, Mrs. B, the Nebraska Furniture Mart lady, who, you know, put the money in it to refurbish this old downtown cinema into a stage theater, blah, blah, blah. It's a long story, but it's the home of the children's theater. And they have a big costume shop and a scene shop that they let these guys use and all this. But one of the costume choices that was humorous to me, and I was kind of confused by at first, and I was going to, where's my programs? Where did I put the programs? Oh, they're over here. Okay. There's a scene in the play where a bunch of people are at a Halloween party out in the woods. And where's that thing I'm looking for? Oh, what's that sound I hear? I hear a sound. It's kitty poop time. So it's going to get stinky in here in a minute. Okay. Oh, yeah. Here's the other weird thing. Before I go on, there were two programs. There was some big money thrown into this by the Simon family. Thank you, Simons. Thank you, Omaha Steaks. We do love Omaha Steaks around here. Not just for the steaks, but for their philanthropical efforts. For their niceness in donating money to people who need to put on plays and other stuff. And so there's actually two programs. And these programs are unbelievable. You know, most of the time I go to a theater, I expect to be handed a program that's an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper folded in half, black and white. But no, these programs are 8.5 by 11, full size, magazine size. There's two of them. They're what? 18 pages. Yeah, so there's like, yeah, 26 pages altogether with the covers, counting the covers. They're full color. The front cover, yeah, the cover is full page, or full bleed, full color, full bleed. The rest of the, some pages, yeah, that's all color photographs in here. It's crazy. These are expensive to print. And there's two of them. There is an actual, you know, program like you would get. And then there's an additional one that is just a glossary of the Irish terms that are used. And there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's less than 20 of these terms. Yeah, about... Okay, see ya, Pippa. About 16. And these are some that you should already know, like Banshee, Gander, Pete, Samhain. You know, these are all Nillen Pipes, Thatch. These are all mostly words you should know. Then there's some Irish words that maybe some people don't know. I didn't know a couple of them myself. But now I'm getting away from it. Here we go. Okay, so back to the costume problem. Well, it wasn't really a problem so much as it confused me. In the play, there's a Halloween party that takes place out in the woods, and one of the characters is dressed up as a Dullahan. Being a Dullahan, being an Irish headless horseman that basically has the Grim Reaper role in Irish folklore. This would be, you know, the, not the harbinger of death, but, you know, the collector of souls type of guy, right? And so we have a character on stage dressed up as the Dullahan. And he's basically wearing a black robe, you know, and a fake set of shoulders to make himself headless so he can hold his own head and do all this stuff. But the funny thing was, is the robe that this guy was wearing was a graduation type robe, and not the kind that the students wear, but the kind that, you know, a PhD level professor wears. You know, your sort of traditional robes that, you know, well, traditionally, you know, teachers taught in these robes in schools, but nowadays these are just relegated to graduation ceremonies. And so this guy comes out on stage, and I'm thinking, the headless professor? What is this about? But no, I realized maybe the costume shop didn't have a black shiny robe quite big enough to fit. But it doesn't matter. It was fine. It was great. I'm flipping through this glossary. It's really interesting. So anyway, I hate to say it, but
Maybe they should have spent some of this money that got spent on programs on two full-size, full-color, full-bleed covered magazines with color. Jeez. Or maybe they should have built some sets. Yeah, there was no sets, no flats, no nothing. Which isn't a bad thing. They still had like three really nice backdrops that they lowered down out of the fly loft. Which I gotta wonder, where did they find these? Did they rent them? Were these at the Children's Theater? I didn't see any reason why the Masonic Center would own these, but, you know, who cares? Who knows? And I guess it's cheaper than building sets. Hmm. Good tea, but I'm running out. Plus, it might have been one of those things where maybe the Masonic Hall either didn't want to have sets built or didn't have room to build any sets. They could have built them elsewhere and moved them in. They could have built them at the Children's Theater, but yeah. Then you also got to have people building sets, which is also kind of a different thing. You need another dozen people, but there was a lot of people working on this show. I can't believe the programs. What are all these people doing? Make them build a set. But anyway, it was all good. It was all good. Very fun show. Good stuff. And then after the show was over, we got in the car. It was me, my mom, and a couple of my mom's friends. My mom's neighbor. And my mom's best friend, who was in my mom's band. And we all jumped back in the van and decided to get something to eat. So we drove up Cummings Street, turned left on Saddle Creek. Yes, there really is a Saddle Creek Road in Omaha, Nebraska. If you're a shoegazer or a Conor Oberst / Bright Eyes fan, yes, there is a real Saddle Creek Road. And yes, it does saddle a creek, and that's why it floods. But that's neither here nor there. And that reminds me, I wonder if anybody has bought the old Saddle Creek Bar. Saddle Creek Bar has a nice stage, and it'd make a good. It was always a good music venue. I don't know why it got shut down. But anyway, where did we go to eat? We went to Mama's Pizza. I hadn't been to Mama's Pizza in quite a while. Well, that's not exactly true. I went to Mama's Pizza a couple weeks ago, but they opened up another one, the Mama's Pizza people. They opened up a second location way out west, and my parents like to go there. I was there last month. But this is the first time I'd been down to the original Mama's Pizza since I was in college. And this was Mama's Pizza was a big hangout for us when we were in college. Just because it's your basic pizza hall. You know, you walk in, it's just big rows of tables. You go up to a window and you order. The funny thing is back then we didn't eat a lot of pizza. You know, we're in college. We just go there to drink cheap beer. And eat appetizers and stuff. You know, it'd be one of the... It was the classic place. If we couldn't think of any place else to go, like after a show or after a rehearsal or whatever, it would just be like, okay, let's go to Mama's. You'd end up with a dozen people down there drinking pitchers of beer and eating, you know, fried cheese sticks and... and playing darts and stuff like that. And the old original Mama's Pizza, they remodeled. And I hadn't been in there since they remodeled. But they had all new tables and they took the shag carpeting off the walls. Yes, it was one of those places that had red shag carpet as wallpaper. Oh, but they took all that out. But I was relieved to see that they did preserve a piece of the carpet and put it up on the wall in a frame. And just, I forget, there was a caption, there was a little plaque underneath. And they also put one of the old tables up on the wall. And that made me happy. But boy, oh boy, so there we were at Mama's Pizza, prime time. The place was packed, and it was loud. It was loud. And we ate a big yummy pizza with lots of vegetables on it. And I have two big slices of that pizza waiting for me in the refrigerator. And I'm going to eat that today. Shortly after this show. I'm just in a matter of minutes. In about 7 minutes, I will be eating yummy pizza. Which is why I don't really need to go to the store today. Because I do have something to eat for today. But I don't have anything for tomorrow. Well, I got those pies, but I don't want pies. What do I want? I want something good to eat. But there's nothing good. And it's that weird time of year. And blah, blah, blah. And what do I feel like eating? I'm losing my... Not losing my appetite so much as I'm losing my will to eat again. This happens. This happens when the seasons change. So, what am I going to eat? I do not know. Well, I'm going to eat pizza today. I don't know what I'm going to eat tomorrow. But I got to go to the store. I should probably buy some tea. I think I'm getting low on tea, so I should probably go to the big store. What do I want from the big store? Well, I kind of want to make some tacos or something. I don't know. I need to get some steak. So I can make some steak tacos. Can I afford that? Yeah, maybe I can get... I don't know. I do not know. I'm starting to lose my throat. I need to make some more tea. Oh, God, I still got 2 minutes of this to kill. So anyway, what you should do is look around in your neighborhood. Look around in your community. Find a local theater production. And then attend a performance. If you don't think you can stomach Shakespeare... or Marlowe, and who can? I recommend finding your local children's theater. Either theater for children or, you know, theater by children. If you don't have a lot of local theater, you know, try your local schools. Although that tends to not happen until a couple months from now. But anyway... I think you should find some local theater to go see. Community theater, professional theater, high school theater, kid theater, whatever you got. Kid theater is the funnest. It also tends to be the shortest. So if you can't sit down for very long, or don't think you can tolerate some theater for more than about 40 minutes, then yeah, children's theater is the way to go. Good short attention span stuff. If, on the other hand, you don't have any better way to kill 4.5 hours, please attend your local opera or Shakespeare Repertory Company. They'll be glad for your money. That reminds me of something else that I'm not going to mention today because I'm still thinking about it. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every single day without exception at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I gotta eat pizza. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Third Due to the Time Will Be 20 Hours